Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:03 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to talk about the probables, or maybe, is it for the Atlanta Falcons additions that could happen soonish. But Bo, thank you so much for sending Dylan the list of songs to be playing today. Because I'm going to admit, I'm not the biggest Black Sabbath, like,
connoisseur. Fan?
Connoisseur, that's the word.
Yeah, well, and you cross paths too, because I think for most people, there isn't a distinction between what is a Black Sabbath song and what is an Ozzy song.
Yeah.
Like, this is Mr. Crowley, which is an Ozzy song, which he left Sabbath. And then there's some of the earlier stuff was with Sabbath. So yeah, no, I was an Ozzy fan. I got to go to Ozfest back in the day.
Very cool.
I believe it was the 03 show. It's the one with the logo where, like, the devil-like creature has got, like, the rock and roll sign, and he's, like, diving into the crowd. It was in Atlanta. It was at Lakewood.
Nice.
So saw Rob Zombie there as well. I believe Philip Anselmo, one of his bands from Pantera, was there. So it was Ozfest was multiple stages.
Yeah.
And saw quite a few bands, but yeah, man, I'm an Ozzy fan. Not like the biggest of big Ozzy, you know, but I do love
the
music.
Ozzy tattoo?
No, I have a Zeppelin tattoo.
Yeah,
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
I think Ozzy though, he was so beloved because of the Osbourne show on MTV. Like to watch Ozzy Osbourne just sit there and like color all day.
Dude.
It was amazing, and he's kind of the father of reality television in that respect.
It's funny you brought that up, Allie, because that's actually how I was personally introduced to Ozzy Osbourne.
Sure,
was the reality show.
I sent y'all a clip last night of him with the burritos.
Yeah,
because like all he ate was he would eat this two or three burritos a day.
Was it? Those weren't homemade. Like,
no, I think he was going to Taco Bell or something.
No,
really
it looks like not. Oh man, what is it? What's the name of that place?
Moe's Qdoba? Chipotle.
It looked like Qdoba.
Qdoba.
You guys ever eaten Qdoba?
Yeah.
Well,
the queso burrito.
I like Qdoba.
And that was
Qdoba.
So long ago that you'd have to see how, because I just don't remember like the Chipotles of the world being around in like 2000, right?
There was a Qdoba in Tuscaloosa when I was in college, which I got there in 05. It used to crank. And I mean, like, it was right in the middle of the strip, and it was always backed out the door. So that's why I'm always like, man, that looks like a Qdoba burrito.
Yeah.
Some kind of Mexican place is required any downtown college town, like Moe's.
For sure.
Like, it
for
has to
sure.
be.
We'll get your burrito there. Fixed,
like Ozzy.
Yeah, welcome exactly. to Moe's. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love those burritos.
I always hated when they did that.
Well,
why?
I don't yell at me. Just take my order.
You don't like to be welcomed into places.
That's the most Bo thing I've heard. Don't say hello to me. Oh, there you go.
Just make my Joey bag
that's
of donuts.
That's not what I mean. I want you to be polite. It's just like, I don't need like four people being like, hey. I'm like, oh, whoa, you know. I mean, I bet you they've scared some old people like that before.
You're the kind of guy that walks in Home Depot. Quit asking me if I need help. I know where I'm going.
No, it's not that. It's like, But you know what my problem with home? You know what my problem with those places is? Is every time you need help, you can't find a freaking
one.
Soul.
I know.
But when I'm just browsing, it's like every time you need help.
Every
need
aisle.
Help, I'm like, yep. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm just looking.
There's a trick to that. I swear, every time I go to Home Depot with Grant, no one's around. But as soon as I walk off by myself to a different aisle, do you need help? Do you need help?
Nah, so, yeah, that's a good point.
So take Amy and let her walk off on her own.
Part of the app now is you can, like, supposedly, and I tried this the other day. I needed help and nobody was around. So you can hit on the app, like, hey, I need help on aisle 8. No, like, it was like, request timed out. Nobody's coming. please show yourself to the service counter. I was like, oh,
nah,
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man, this is unfortunate. I need one of the little things unlocked. It's a long story.
If you're, I'll say this last thing. If you're going to get help from a Home Depot type store, find the oldest employee in there.
For sure.
Because
for sure.
Because I can tell you, I have went into those places and been like a guy like even my age or maybe like, I'd say younger, like, closer to Dylan's age. Yeah, man. What are you looking for? An ignition? So I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what that is. What, a switch? What? A light switch? I don't know if we have any of those. But I asked.
Can show you a Nintendo Switch.
I asked for a random part on a shower door, like an old shower door. And I was looking. This older gentleman came and was like, can I help you? And I was like, I'm just looking for, do you know this? He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, we don't have them. He goes, you know who does have them? And he, like, tells me a specific store in the city I was in. He's like, they have it, guaranteed. Go down there. He's like, you know where it's at? I'm like, nope. He goes, take a left on 92, then a right on the blah, 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 and boom. And, like, literally, and I was like, okay. I feel like I was talking to, like, the Yoda of Home Depot.
It was, like, illegal that he's giving you this advice.
He's outsourcing.
Well, I don't know how we got this far, but eat a burrito in Ozzy's honor today.
That's right. I might just do that. Might go eat a burrito for Ozzy.
Breakfast burrito on your way out today. So I want to get to this article from Matt Urban. Could the Falcons make any late additions like they did last year? He named four different guys that are potentials or maybe hypotheticals that the Falcons could pick up with Jeff Wilson, the running back, a tight end, Hayden Hurst, tight end, Gerald Everett, and then cornerback Mike Hilton. What are your thoughts about all this?
I think that, and look, it is what it is. You see a couple of tight ends on this list, and you're like, okay. You know, the writing's kind of on the wall because it does feel like in a lot of ways. And I said this last year at a certain time where I was tired of talking about Kyle Pitts and what Kyle Pitts possibly could be because I was more focused on the fact that Kyle Pitts felt like at times like it was a, you know, that he was anchoring this offense. And I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, like, it was a parachute when you're running, you know, when you're running track. Like, he's slowing you down because you have to put him on the field. He's a fourth overall pick. And at the same time, you're getting nothing out of him in most facets of the game, which you saw throughout the season. His snap count continued to dwindle. So when you look at these guys, he mentions two tight ends. And I focused on this list more on the positions that he's talking about. You know, the two tight ends, one corner, one running back. I think that's the takeaway. Would you love to have another tight end? Yes. Is anybody going to displace Charlie Warner and what he does? Absolutely not. Is anybody going to tell you to bench Kyle Pitts and you know, in favor of Hayden Hurst or Gerald Everett? Absolutely not. It's just that's the position you find yourself in, given the Falcons' circumstances. So would you love somebody else to pop up in some of these spots? Yes. I could see them adding a running back or a cornerback or whatever it is, but they have to be able to help on special teams at this point.
Yeah, and remember when Matthew Judon was signed, it was right after Braylon Trice tore his ACL. Who's the guy we've forgotten all about in this city? Because we haven't seen Braylon Trice. We don't know what Braylon Trice could be. I don't believe that for a second they'd bring back Hayden Hurst. Does he help you blocking? I don't think so. I mean, is he a better blocking tight end than the number 8? Sure, but that's like saying, you know, Mike's a better blocker than me. Well, of course. I mean, that's a given. I'm 5'8" and a half. Like, it just, that's a bad example because Mike played in the NFL as a blocker, but it's ridiculous to say Hayden Hurst to me. It also put veteran leadership. Last time I checked, Charlie Warner is not a rookie. He's a veteran who knows the offense.
Sure.
He's a veteran leader. I don't need Hayden Hurst coming in here to be a veteran leader. Not even sure how much of a leader he is based on knowledge of situations from his time here earlier. I'm not hating, just being real. So I think right now the way this team is constructed and where their finances are, any move that they would do like that would have to be because of an injury or just complete ineptitude at the position, right? Like if they get two weeks into the training camp, and then you get a preseason game in, maybe even two, and you just don't see any depth in those pieces, and you're just like, we've got to go add some depth. Like if we have an injury, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Or you just don't like what you have already.
Well, and I think I look at this. I think the most likely to me would be corner, and I just asked Dylan out just to make sure. You know, Mike Hilton is a Sandy Creek grad. He went to Ole Miss. He's from Fayetteville.
Yes, Sirski.
The only way you could see something like that happen, and he's been in the league, what, eight or nine years? And that to me is like when you talk about veterans, all right, and bringing in guys that kind of know things and know how to play different defenses and things like that. Yeah, like I'm all about that. But – you would have to go to him and be like, hey, man, you want to live in Atlanta? We don't have as much coin as you could probably get somewhere else, but we'd love to have you. And it's just funny. I do want to mention, you know, to this point as well. Yeah. Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons are both still available. And I think – I'm not saying – no, don't look at me like that. I'm not saying the Falcons need to bring them in. That's not my point. My point is that, like, that's the kind of output you got from those guys last year that you brought in at this point in the season. You traded for Matthew Judon. You signed Justin Simmons. They were not good.
Yeah, but
they weren't good for you, and they're both still free agents this year because of that.
Yeah, but it's because they asked Judon to drop back in covers 85% of the time, remember?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he thinks.
That's what he said.
That's great.
Which is ridiculous. I think Justin Simmons could – I mean, he might end up with New Orleans. I mean, he might end up down there. Seriously. Seriously, it'd be fine with me.
They're close to signing Julian Blackman down in New Orleans right now. So I'll be curious to see where that goes.
He
but.
Played with a torn labrum last year, apparently, most of the year, almost all of the year. And
Julian Blackman or Justin Simmons?
Julian Blackman.
Okay.
I was reading, I read an article this morning about Blackman, and he said that he had played with a torn labrum in 24. Because remember, he was upset he didn't get more of a contract offer the year before.
Yeah. So and I guess my takeaway, and Allie, to kind of put a bow on it, is that, like, I think that we look and we say, okay, best remaining available. Oh, man. That just sounds like, you know, that just sounds like bright lights and bells and whistles. The best remaining available. And then you're like, dude, we've been down this road before. Like most of the guys that are available as you approach, you know, it's July 23rd, it's report day. If they're available right now, there is a reason. I'm not saying they're not quality players, but either they want a certain amount of money to come into training camp or to be a part of teams, or they don't hold as much value as you think they do. And that's just the nature of the beast. And so, like Bo said a minute ago, until there's an injury, then you know you might not see some of these names pop up.
Yeah, it's a good thought because they're cherry picking where they want to go. That's what Justin Simmons did last year. Justin Simmons thought he was worth more money than he was going to get. He did. He was like, "Why am I not getting a long term deal?" So he said, "I'm going to go to the best situation for me, a place where I feel the most welcomed. I think there's a chance to win. I get closer to the money that I want." He cherry-picked the situation, and how did it work out?
Because I saw a Steelers article the other day about, hey, man, maybe we should sign Justin Simmons. He's one of the best remaining safeties available. And it named off everything last year that we talked about as he was being signed here. Former All-Pro. You know, he brings a, you know, a leadership role. Brings a veteran presence to the secondary. I'm sitting there going, man, we were so stoked about that. And you guys are now saying the same things 1 year later and just didn't work out here for whatever reason. And so it brings me back to the fact that when you look at these, you have to just look at the positions and not the players. Best remaining available. Okay, great. What does that even mean?
It didn't work out to the point where you drafted multiple guys and signed. You brought in like three or four guys at that position. And one of Jordan Fuller. You know, you have Helms coming back. Xavier Watts. Technically, Billy Bowman at one point in time is kind of a safety when he was in college, but he obviously can play multiple positions. That's how much he thought of what Justin Simmons wasn't here last year.
No.
Well, the Falcons do report to training camp today. We'll be out at Flowery Branch tomorrow to broadcast live as they start practice. And coming up, we'll go in the huddle, get a look at who is reporting today and which players are not reporting due to contract disputes. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. I've got Mike Johnson to my left, Bo Morgan's across from me, and Dylan is behind the glass. And yes, contract issues continue. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle in a moment, but it is 24 hours, and so we'll be out at Flowery Branch less than 24 hours for Falcons training camp. Do you guys have any advice for a newbie going out there, like me, but also maybe fans that haven't been out there before?
Dress comfortably.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Dress like you're...
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I think, yeah, hydration, dress appropriately. You know, dress like you're going to go to the, wear your Falcons gear, but I don't know if you need your Falcons jersey. Might be a little warm, maybe.
don't wear your Falcons hoodie
out
there.
Yeah, maybe wear your Falcons cutoff t-shirt. yeah. Sunscreen hat.
No, I will say, I think it bears mentioning that we did not have fans last year at training camp because of the construction that was going on. So I am stoked to get back in front of fans. Dylan and I will actually be out there on Sunday as well doing a show. What are we doing? 9 to 1, something like that. 10 to 2, 9 to 1. So we'll be out there hanging out as well. So anybody that's going out Sunday can stop by and holler at me and Dylan. But I'm just, You're asking for a newbie. I've been on the fan side of things once as a radio host, and I've been on, you know, obviously the other side of the fence multiple times. But it's just be comfortable, man. It's a hot day, but man, we have a lot of fun. I love catching up with listeners out there, so it's always a good time.
I would get there early,
because parking's limited.
Parking's limited. There's gonna be, you know, Thursday is gonna be busy. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Up there, they're going back to school like pretty quickly into camp, I think. So my point is that there's going to be a lot of people there, especially locally, getting in and wanting to see. And I think, you know, I would definitely get there early. I know they're sold out for Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are the first 3 days. That's all that I think they're sold out. Like
sold out?
Yeah, so they've gotten it where they do, you go online to get, like, it's free, but you go online and kind of grab like tickets, right?
Mm-hmm. So they know that.
So they say sold out in air quotes.
Has it always been that way?
It's been that way for I'm going to go find my email, but it's been that way for at least
so you have to like go online and find a voucher.
Yeah, I know my family has vouchers for Tuesday. Yeah. They're going to be out there. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now we're talking.
I don't like the look in your eye, Mike.
Yeah. We get to see a little background
so
here.
Voucher tickets are they're required, but they're reserved for free at AtlantaFalcons.com/training camp. And so, it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. They have given out all the vouchers, free tickets, whatever. But Tuesday, you can come hang out with Allie's family, whole family, huh?
Well, it's my sister and her kids and my brother-in-law. So they're all going to be out there coming down from Houston to Flowery Branch. So,
all right, come on over. See us at the 929 The Game table.
Yeah.
The broadcast site.
Hopefully we're not as close to the bathrooms this year.
But then, well, you know.
I actually wouldn't mind being close to the bathrooms if we need to hydrate as much as we need to.
As long as the guy with the truck with the vacuum on it doesn't show up at 6 a.m. That's the,
yeah.
Gotcha.
That's before fans get there, though.
Yeah.
That's not for y'all to worry about.
But Tuesday, Thursday of next week, open. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the week after. So, yeah, there's still plenty of time, including the joint practices that they'll have with Tennessee on the 12th and 13th.
Ooh, those will be good ones.
Those are going to be fun because they fight. They always fight.
Well, like we've been mentioning, we are going to be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch tomorrow, bringing you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp. We kick it off in Sports Radio 92.9. The game is out there all day. The Steakhouse and Andy and Randy continue broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when practice wraps up, you can join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts tomorrow, July 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, the final teams are reporting to training camp today, like we've been talking about, along with the Falcons. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. So everyone else is already rocking and rolling. So, I mean, football's back, guys.
Let's go. I'm so ready. Like, I can smell it. I swear I can smell the grass right now. And we're in Midtown where there's not much grass. So hey, tomorrow, though, we'll smell it.
Blood makes the grass grow.
Let's go.
You never heard that before? Blood makes the grass grow?
Yeah, I have.
I have not, so that is now in my head.
Yeah, thank I haven't heard that either, but I kind of like it.
Makes sense. So Terry McLaurin is not reporting to Commanders training camp while his contract is still up in the air. What's going to happen with this situation?
Mike, I said this last week. I want to get your take. He has been the best player on a bad team for years. Since he came out of Ohio State, he's been like they're an offensive player, anyways. Best offensive player.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
And not that I blame him, because I said last week I'm 100% support of him wanting more money because he's earned it. But it's crazy to me that like this is the window to win a title.
Yeah,
and he's like, nah, screw that. I want to get paid. And I get that. But look, I get it. He only has so much time. No one, I understand it. I've been in this business for a long time. But it's just crazy to me. He's like, this camp is the one where my foot is firmly in the ground.
But I think that's the reason. I think it's like strike while the iron's hot. You know what I mean? Like, I have the leverage in this situation. We have prospects of going on a deep playoff run.
And rookie quarterback.
You have the situation where there is money to be had. You got rid of Jonathan Allen. You got rid of some big money numbers that were a part of this team for years. And you know what? He deserves to be paid. He's an incredible player. Scary Terry is a guy that, you know, obviously has been a big part of that franchise for a long time. You're right. He's been the best offensive player they've had for a long time. But I think he sees the leverage and the writing on the wall. He's like, yep, let's go.
Well, we've got another contract issue between the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson over guaranteed money. The conversations have stalled. And Trey has up and left the state while his team is at training camp right now.
Everything I've read, Allie says that they are very far apart, like, on this deal. Like, it embarrassingly low, I think, was said about the offer that they've made to Trey Hendrickson, which I don't know how that's even possible. Like, what would the offer have to be for you to say it's embarrassingly low?
Because the guarantee is there is no guaranteed money after the first year. That's what it is what I had seen.
Wow.
And that is a slap in the face to that guy. He said, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he had said that he was living in Cincinnati this whole time, obviously, working out around the team and everything, and that he didn't want to hear the sounds of training camp going on. So clearly he lives close to the stadium and the camp, and he didn't want to hear the sounds going on because so he left.
There's a high rise right there where I think a lot of players, and I know the,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's right. It's right across the parking lot. So I'm assuming that's probably where he's been camped out at. And that's, I think a lot of players just get short term kind of things there, mm-hmm. or, buy a condo or whatever it is. And they live there. So yeah, that would make sense. I could see that.
Moving on to Matthew Stafford, he has been limited at Rams camp due to back soreness.
This is good for him. Like, he doesn't need to practice.
You know, you know, I think I'm going to hold out the rest of camp. My throat feels a little sore. You guys got the rest of the show. I'll see you at training camp tomorrow.
We got you, man.
I mean, that's it. That's it. They're like, okay, we'll let somebody else throw. He's 30, what, 4, 35, 36?
I was going to say 35, him.
Do I need him throwing 6,000 times before the start of the season?
I will say the timing to Devontae Adams would probably be a bigger deal than normal. But
he had some offseason work, though,
yeah,
right?
I think he's fine. Like, okay, how long is it going to last? 1-2 days? No, he'll be fine. He's good.
Well, the average is actually 37, by the way.
No way. Dang.
Yeah.
I thought he was 35.
37. February 7th, 1988.
Wow. Hmm. Well, and I saw Carson Beck was all over my social media feeds yesterday. So coming up next, we do have that audio of Carson Beck. You're going to want to hear it if you haven't heard it yet about his decision to head south. And it's also which one Wednesday, which one is more likely to happen? Acuna gets his leadoff spot back or Ozuna finds himself traded? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Which One Wednesday is coming up in just moments. We got to talk about the Carson Beck of it all.
He was
everywhere on social media. Was that just me, or were you guys experiencing that as well?
Well, yeah, because I saw that. I don't want to, like, you know, put rumors out there, but there's a rumor that he got back with that the Cavender, one of the whichever Cavender twin he was dating. Remember, they broke up, and word is that they got back together. But there's, like, some rumors of why, and I don't really want to, like, lead into all of them, but basically one of the big donors, that Ruiz guy or whatever his name is, that big donor at Miami, kind of facilitated Carson Beck and the Cavender twin to get back together.
Well, if that's the case, if they've gotten back together, that's not what he was saying yesterday was the best decision he's ever made. That was something else. Can we hear that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, obviously, was the offensive fit. As a quarterback, the OC, the scheme, the talent and guys that you're going to have around you is huge to the success and ultimately the future, A, of a quarterback, but of me, right? And this is my future, and I think that this decision is one of the better decisions I've made.
Financially. No, look, I think what you have to realize, too, and I think most Georgia fans see it this way, and maybe they don't, but it was a two-way street, I think, at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I think the writing was kind of on the wall from everything that I've heard and everybody we've talked to. It's like, dude, you know, if you're going to the NFL, that's fine. You know, if you want to return, like, okay. But it doesn't sound like anybody at Georgia was terribly excited for him to come back, and I think he found a place that was excited to have him financially and just, you know, through sheer knowing that they got a quarterback on the back of, you know, what Cam Ward was last year. And so I think when you look at what Cam Ward was able to do as a transfer at Miami and you look at what Carson Beck wants to be able to do, it makes a lot of sense for all parties involved.
I've been, I guess, labeled as the Carson Beck defender. It's from his time in Georgia because I thought he took way too much heat last year. When everything was good at Georgia, when their offensive line was one of the better ones in the country, when they were running the ball well, when they had receivers that didn't drop 37 to 8 passes in one season, Carson Beck was the Heisman Trophy candidate. Was labeled as a guy that could have came out in the first round of the draft that year. A draft that was, remember, pretty stacked with quarterbacks. And then their running back room is injured and not as good as it was. Their offensive line didn't play as well as they had in the past. You know, their receivers dropped all those passes. And then he's just, they'll throw him out with the bathwater, and he's a bum.
He did throw like 9 picks.
He did. He made some bad decisions with the ball, and some of which you could say when he was pressing. I thought they threw way too much last year with him, but they couldn't run the ball, so they had to. And the talent was less around him, so he was a lesser player.
So it
leads me to believe now, to where I'm unsure about what he is. Is he the player from his first year at Georgia as a starter or last year? Something tells me my gut would say it's somewhere in the middle. And can Miami maximize that and get the most out of it? Because he's not Cam Ward. Yeah. He's good. He's better with his legs than people give him credit for, but he's not Cam Ward with his legs.
And I agree. I think you've done a good job kind of defending what he was. And I think I have to defend what Georgia fans are thinking. And this is what I'm feeling. This is what I look at when I look at Georgia. Georgia just doesn't speak to me as a place. And I think most Bulldog fans will agree with me here, as a place where you have a TikTok celebrity as your starting quarterback. Like, that's just not what I see. I see a guy like Gunnar Stockton. Mm-hmm. I see, you know, Brock Bowers. I see the Ladd McConkey. I see the gritty players that play for Georgia, the tough players that play for Georgia, the guys who like football, right? The guys that fly around, the guys that are out there getting sled work out. Like, I see Kirby jumping up and down and throwing the visor and everything else. Like, I don't see, like, TikTok dance as the quarterback. And okay. So I just think that I think that you're right. I think that a lot of people look back on what he was at Georgia and the quarterback that he was at Georgia, and they have bad memories in some instances. But you're coming off where your greatest quarterback run in history was a guy who's a walk-on, right? Say whatever you want to about him as a person or whatever else. Gritty player, walk-on guy, not doing TikTok dances, not having a celebrity girlfriend.
Hold on. It's unfair. I mean, TikTok dances, did he do it when he was at Georgia? Okay, that happened.
Carson Beck?
I don't remember any TikTok. I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, so I'm asking.
I'm not either, but I can just tell you they were there.
I know some came out after he left with when he was down in Miami, because I saw those very, very publicly out there. I don't remember before. Now the whole car thing. Yeah, I mean, he was definitely driving that Lambo when he was at Georgia. I think it's unfair though to say, well, because he dates a TikTok star, he didn't work hard at Georgia, and he wasn't gritty.
I didn't say that.
But you're saying that was the perception.
I'm saying
that's the perception of him, and that's not fair.
The perception that I have of a Georgia player is not the guy with the top down on the Lambo with the TikTok star girlfriend.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Gunnar Stockton is a better quarterback than Carson Beck right now? Yes or no?
I think he's probably a better leader.
It's not the question. Is he a better quarterback? Is he a better player on the field?
I don't know.
Because I don't think Carson...
I think anybody who's answering that right now has no clue.
Really?
Based
on what I've seen.
That sample size?
Yeah.
That's what you
unfortunately,
pulled from 2 years
of Carson Beck? That's all you have to go with.
I know. That's why I said anybody who's giving you an answer like that doesn't have a clue.
Unfair or not, this is a team... Georgia's a team that... Georgia's expectations and Miami's, in my mind, are completely different. Miami is.
I agree with that.
If Carson Beck takes Miami to the ACC championship game, it's looked at as a success. If Georgia doesn't win the SEC title, it's a complete disappointment.
Has Miami ever won an ACC title?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's been, what, 20 years?
2005 or 6.
RIP Beast.
Yeah. I mean, people forget. You know, Rhett Lashley had comments yesterday. I don't even know if we have them, but he was very strong about he goes, you know, everybody talks about how deep the SEC is. In 40 years, there hasn't been other than six teams. Only six teams have won the SEC in the last 40 years. Now, he happens to be right. It's Alabama. It's LSU. It's Tennessee. It's Georgia. It's Auburn. And it's Florida. It's the same six teams. He's absolutely correct. But where's the – I mean, and just because you have different teams in the ACC win doesn't mean that the conference is better.
I was going to say, all six of those have won national titles the last couple of years, too.
Where are the national champions out of the ACC? I can name them since 1990. I can name them. It's what? Florida State, and it's Clemson. Anybody else? There been another one? Because Miami didn't win any national titles in the ACC. They won in the Big East.
And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I'm going to say Ronald Acuña is not going back to leadoff spot, Allie.
That's not the first question.
It's Which One Wednesday. Let's roll.
Time for Which One Wednesday. Which is the more popular item for players to bring to training camp, fans, or gaming consoles?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'd say if they're over 260 pounds, the fans. under the game. No, I probably the fan. Here's what you got. You got four bedroom kind of apartments back there. Okay. Usually only one of the guys brings a gaming console. They're like, get together. Hey, got my, you know, my PS5 or whatever it is. So I would say fans just have a sheer volume.
Do you know your assignment of who you're rooming with before you show up?
You don't, like, they don't print it or send it to you from, you know, this has been a long time ago, but you can ask. And certain guys would be like, hey, if you're a veteran player, like, I'm going to want this guy with me. Like, when Tony showed up to camp, which he did in the last couple of years I was there, when Tony showed up to camp, he could basically be like, all right, I'm going to room with Matt Ryan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm going to room with Justin Peele. Like, don't put me in with a rookie kicker. I'm good. And he would get to call a shot.
That would probably show. I would take whatever most important to me. And I'm good with regular air conditioning because I'm 5'8", 160 pounds.
So. I can't sleep without a fan. So. I took one on vacation. Like, I was like, dude,
the ceiling fan's enough for me. Nah, I would say the game assistant probably, or my iRacing rig.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That'd be a lot. All right, which is more likely to happen? Here you go, Mike. Ronald gets his leadoff spot back, or Ozuna is traded.
Sounds to me like Ozuna's getting traded. Although I would say both of these probably are likely before the end of the year at some point. I don't know that Ronald long-term slots in the three-hole. I know Matt Olson's been enjoying it. But I would say I don't think there's a chance that Marcelo Ozuna's here through the end of the year. There's no reason to keep him around.
I think Matt was enjoying it more when he was in front of him. I would say
he went 3 for 5 last night.
But he had how good was his numbers before? I mean, he had the hottest month of the year for June was when Ronald was in front of him. I would probably say Ozuna because I think that's going to happen before Ronald goes back to the leadoff spot. I tend to think this is going to be a failed experiment with him in the three hole too.
There was a pause in there. Look forward to that in the replay tomorrow morning, so I'm not sure anyone caught that. Anyway, which one will have the longer first presser at Falcons training camp, Raheem or Terry?
I think I just realized what it was. Which one will have the longer presser, Raheem or Terry?
First presser.
I'd say Terry. I'd say Terry.
The answer is Terry because he's only going to have one. Well, unless they sign, randomly sign someone, you're going to get Terry that one presser, and then he's going to be like, hey, our coach is the voice of the team. We're in the season.
This is not necessarily a knock on either one of them, but both of them will be filled with hot air at times. You know what I mean? They're just going to say a bunch of nonsense and really not give you any news. But
it's not Raheem arrogance. It's a confidence.
Yeah, Raheem just at least delivers it quicker. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of ethos this, that, and the other, and kind of delivers it quicker. Terry's a little bit more drawn out. So, yeah, I would say Terry's going to be longer.
Okay. Which will happen first? It's the weekly edition of this. Pork Chop will get her driver's license or Dylan fixes his car.
Man, and he said that, dude, in her defense, you That's said like a crazy. Month ago, you were like, it's coming, it's coming. Like, the fix is coming.
Last week's question was about whether we get an all-star game or not before Dylan fixes his car.
And just to be clear, before Bo answers this, Dylan's car, his front bumper is taped on with like 80 pieces of tape.
Starting to drag the ground.
This is not us like taking a shot at what he drives. This is the fact that he has a bumper that is dragging the ground and it's taped on with black duct tape.
Yeah, because I caught heat last time I talked about this because I was like, oh, yeah.
No, don't make fun of his car. Like, no, we're not making fun of his car.
No, he's going to end up on ATL Scoop.
He'd be driving a golf cart. It's the fact that he's been now a year without this thing being fixed.
Hasn't been a year yet.
Or making how he takes care of his car, which isn't very well. It's not even, and he's clearly on maybe the third edition of tape because now he's just using straight up black electrical tape.
Actually, I mean,
he's not even using duct tape.
Right? I've only had to retape once. With the tape job, you see a second tape job. I do a pretty good tape job.
I've only had to retape once. That should be your first problem. Okay, that's your first alarm bell going off.
I'll say it again though, it is coming soon.
Yeah. Okay.
And it should. And it should be handled within the month.
We heard that back in June, so we'll see.
Well, actually, early August, because we're like halfway through, or almost done with this month.
All right, if we were playing a drinking game at Falcons training camp, which we're not, to clarify. But if we were, which show or personality at 92.9 The Game would get you wasted if the rule was take a drink every time they say, man, it's hot?
Well, it would have to be.
Does that be an on-air personality?
Yeah. Well, it couldn't be Dukes and Bell because they'll be at the Taj Mahooters, the Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia. I would say Randy McMichael.
That's about to go in. I was going to go from behind the glass and say our buddy Oren. Like, I can just, like, and of course he's on Dukes, but I can just see
but he's going
like,
to be sitting, he's
man,
gonna,
it's hot.
He's going to be sitting back there.
I know, but I'm just like, if all of us were out there, right. I think was the point of the question. If all of us were out there hanging out training camp, it would be either Oren or Turtle.
Well, here's the deal. I've done so many of these camps. I know how everybody does. Like, Bell will show up as late as he can and roll in there and not have to stand the heat. And then you'll turn around and he'll be like, oh, I've been here the whole time.
It's a long drive for him.
Hey, man, he volunteered. Hey, man. But he'll roll in as late as he can so he doesn't have to stand out there as long. Randy will tell you it's hot, though. But even though Randy's probably the most suited, he's a South Georgia guy, so.
he'll be fine. But I can see Oren.
Time for one more. Which one would you rather bring back in their prime? Julio Jones?
Yes.
Or Chipper Jones?
Oh, God.
The Jones boys.
Yeah.
Two of my favorites.
Man, that's a tough question.
Chipper's my favorite baseball player of all time, and Julio Jones is one of my three favorite Falcons of all time. So it's very hard for me. I have Julio's jersey signed up on the wall.
I have Chipper's jersey signed up on the wall.
I'll buy it from you.
You guys cancel each other out then.
I'll buy it from you.
I know.
It's going to be, I'll say this. They were both very, very fun to watch, but one of the more enjoyable things I've ever, as a fan, because I covered Julio, I remember, but as a fan, I don't think I enjoyed a player at bats more than Chipper Jones. Like, I thoroughly loved watching Chipper Jones come to the plate and hit because everything, he was so methodical. I'll probably go with Chipper, even though it's really a 6-1 way, half a dozen the other
thing. I'm going to agree with you on the Chipper Jones one. I can just see Chipper batting from the left side of the plate, hitting an opposite field gapper, double. Like, that just – and honestly, Chipper, to me, just was the Braves. And that's not that Julio wasn't, but Julio was kind of overlapped with Matt Ryan in that tenure. Matt Ryan was, to me, the Falcons.
Yeah.
So Chipper Jones was the Braves for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and right now, we would love to see Chipper Jones join that team.
Come on, Larry.
I mean, I think he could DH if he could just, like, make it to first, like they used to do Babe Ruth. And let a guy run for him. I mean, we could do that. I think Chipper could still hit in the league right now.
Well, good job to you both. Coming up next, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. This is your chance to jump on the show with us. You can ask your questions via Twitter. Do you have any questions about maybe Carson Beck's comments? Or what are you excited to see at Falcons training camp? Do you have questions about Dylan's car? It's all on the table. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.